Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
I'm Mike Austin. This is yet another spectacular edition of Casual Saints, as you shall hear and see. Well, you won't see it, you'll hear it. But I do keep the visual recordings for a while. And today my very special guest is Nicole Silver, who I met through a mutual friend of ours. And Nicole has her own very unusual groove. And I run a monthly dream salon, which these days is called the Casual Saint Circle. If you guys are interested in that, you can let me know. I can talk about it with you, meaning, you know, send me an email. We meet once a month, and we honor each other's dreams. We talk about the dreams, like, what did that dream mean? Because you might not have a clue. And I do that, too. Like, so I had this one dream. I went, what is this thing? And Nicole listened silently for a few minutes, and she nailed it. I went, ooh. And it was also a little bit uncomfortable because she was very accurate, right? And there are other people on the call, too. They're, you know, gifted in their own ways. So after Nicole did that, I went, wait, I want to have her on the show because she's very, very good at what she does. Now, I talked to a lot of people, thousands of people. I just got back from India with Lila. And when I say talk to a lot of people, I mean every continent, everywhere. So Nicole calls herself a gifted intuitive life coach, seer, and creatrix, a born empath and psychic. She loves supporting her clients to overcome blocks, unravel deep patterns and are no longer serving, and live in alignment with their soul's purpose and magic in this lifetime. When I asked her about what she did in school, she studied anthropology at Grinnell College and had the great blessing also to live in Cairo in 2013 to study Arabic and Middle Eastern studies through the Amideast program. It's Amideast. Her studies also took her across the world to train with communities and talented teachers from the mountains of Colorado to Sierra Nevadas of Spain to the lower Himalayas of India and back again. Her work is based in ancient rituals and mantras, ascension and angelic wisdom, modern neuroscience, somatic awareness principles, and self-transformation techniques. So, thank you, Nicole, for being with us.
It is my very great pleasure and honor to be with you.
So, what sparked this show was how she had my number, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I want to go into what's new and exciting for you these days, Nicole. What floats your boat these days?
I am so excited about this year. 2024 is huge for the collective and also for the individual. And I'm personally seeing that as a great time of expansion and really doing what I came here to do. There's a lot of things that are breaking away, so it feels kind of chaotic for a lot of people and challenging at times. But I really feel like it's such a great opening time to actually actualize what we're here to do. And so I'm expanding my coaching business, which is exciting, taking on more clients, and really helping people live in alignment with their purpose. And I'm like so stoked to connect with the people that I connect with. They're amazing people, and to actualize that kind of level of like, I am really living in harmony with the universe. Is amazing to witness and be part of for other people's journeys as well as my own. So I feel like I'm at a higher level of living in alignment with my own truth and with the universe's truth for me, like my destiny, my divine destiny. And yeah, so it's amazing to be part of this. And that also looks like, sharing my music more. My partner and I, Jared, who you know, who's also an amazing psychic, and like magical being, we have created music together that's really from our souls. And we're so excited to share that more this year.
So if you were put on the spot to distill what you just said into a bumper sticker, can you think of one, or do you need to think about it?
To actualize my purpose in this lifetime on a real 3D level this year, including being of service to more beings in my coaching business and sharing my music more.
Nice. That's a billboard, but it's still good.
Tiny, tiny font on the bumper.
Yes.
I'm not great at being concise.
It would go with, to actualize my purpose. That would be like huge 20-foot letters.
Yeah, there you go.
And the little
this
footnote, right?
And also this, that one too.
Yeah, that's right. So when did you really know what you'd be doing? And has it changed since the first time you noticed it?
Yeah. I fully became aware of my purpose when I was 25. I had tried a bunch of different jobs after college, and they were all not for me, even though they made perfect sense based on my skills and passions. I didn't like them, and I had to get away from the 9-to-5 grind. It just wasn't serving me, and so I decided to go so far away that I left the country and moved to Spain. And I was like, I'm going to start new. I'm going to find an alternative way to make a living. I can't do the normal thing anymore, or at least for a while. And so I had saved my money, and I got to move myself to Spain. And I, you know, when you seek something, you'll find it. And I was really focused on finding my purpose. And so I did. I found it. And it was a very casual moment reading a quote. And the quote is, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and do that, because the world needs more people who have come alive. By
That's
Howard
brilliant.
Thurman.
That's brilliant.
And it really, it created like all this like energetic awareness in my body. I felt like I was like sparkling reading that. And I was
like, probably were.
Exactly. I was like, oh, that's it. And because I knew I was consciously seeking it, I could receive it. That was the answer, to come alive, to help other people come alive. But the funny thing is, I still had to do my own inner work to be able to actually do that. I had to learn how to come alive, basically.
Yeah, everybody has to do that. Nobody's exempt from that.
Exactly. So I spent several more years kind of integrating that purpose. And I had this awareness of like, oh, I think I could do that by being a life coach. That's actually in alignment with what I want to do. And I had an amazing coach. I still have the same coach. And so I knew the power of one-on-one coaching that really almost more than anything helped me transform and move out of a lot of crazy, chaotic patterns and suffering that I was in. So I knew the power of coaching. And when I got brave enough and had the feeling of like, maybe I could do this now, several years later, I offered a free session to a friend. And the rest is history. I loved it. I got the feedback that it was great for her. And it felt wonderful for me. So that was
yes. Fun. So you people will get a taste of this later when we revisit what she did for me in December. I hope you're very surprised at what she said and says, because she surprised me. It's hard to surprise me. Okay. I see a lot of stuff. But like I said, she got my number. So you knew pretty early is the answer to the question, and it changed a little bit since you noticed it, but not a lot, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is great, because not everybody does it that way. It takes some people longer to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And until things gel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yeah. I ask that same question on that internally. I'm on a massage table when I was maybe 23 or 4, I don't know, and this really clever bodywork named Mike Hercules, who drove this really cool car, a Sunbeam Tiger, a little bitty car with a V8 stuffed into it. I really like this guy. And he was dating a friend of mine, and he's doing muscle testing on me. And I think to myself, what am I going to do with my life? And he goes, it's going to be well if we resolve that one. Okay. And I went, well, thank you, I think. That's what it felt like, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, since you work a lot, how do you play? Because you're a very kind of sincere sort. You're not frivolous, although frivolous is fine, but you know, how do you play?
I love that you asked this question because I actually got the download last year that it's equally as important to work, to play, and to rest. And I think sometimes we forget that in modern culture. So play is just as important as work. And I have a very playful spirit. I love to play. But I've also been conditioned to feel guilty sometimes for having too much fun. So I have really been in a process of deeply unraveling that in the last year or so. I love to read. I love to study languages. I also have a lot of fun with my partner. We go to tea ceremonies quite a lot these days, and that's really nourishing for both of us. I mean, a lot of it honestly is related to my spiritual path because that just juices me up so much. So during the tea ceremony, it's basically like a meditation, a group meditation. It's silent for the majority of the time. And you're just drinking this amazing tea from very old trees, which helps you get into deeper presence. And that is so fun for me because I get to be with my true self and I get to be around other people who are in their being state. So I love that. I love making music and I'm blessed that my partner and I can do that together. And I also love to dance.
That's a lot. So how do people find you on the web?
You can go to my website, nicole-silver.com. And yeah, I have a contact page. If you want to book a session with me, it's very easy to.
Do you have any published music vids yet?
We're working on that. That's something that we're working on this year. We're going to start sharing our music more.
Okay.
But if you sign up for my email list, you will be the first to know when we do that, because that's happening this year.
Cool. So I watched the video that Jarrett and Nicole did last year. It's very surprising. And Jarrett was kind of like, when he first came to the Dream Group, he came before Nicole came with him. He's like, well, you know, I'll just hang out and be quiet. And somebody in the group said, well, Jarrett, what about your music? And he got a great response, right? He's preternaturally calm, probably almost unshakable, right? But I think he's surprised that Joyce asked that. I know he's surprised, so I'm glad that she did, right? Okay, I'm going to leave some of the rest of the questions towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Your heroes and heroines, how you define consciousness, and naming some of the mysterious, scientifically explicable things. And I'm now going to go into the reenactment of the Dream Group last year. Okay? Because I came with this very interesting dream, which I didn't quite understand, because my dreams, I've been mining them for a long time, and sometimes they're precognitive. And I know what those are. I've seen those. There's a certain feeling I get when I have them. I gotta wait. Okay, well, fine. Are they clairvoyant? Yeah, I gotta wait and see what they are. And sometimes it's symbological. So the dream that I had was kind of strange for me. Okay. But very, very, you know, symbolical in my own lexicon, my own dream lexicon. And the short version is this. I'm walking with a friend. This guy was about my age, in his 50s, salt and pepper black hair. and we go at gray hair. We go into a gift shop, okay, from the north of the gift shop, I think. And we're meandering around, looking at things, just, you know, kind of window shopping, so to speak. And this really strange guy with a charred owl, a barn owl, on his fist, because they're all him or buddies, shows up. And the owl's fine, but its feathers are gone. I'm going, wait, that's just fucked up. It's like, what happened there? But the owl's happy. The owl's cuddling with the guy. Now, barn owls in person are pretty stupid. Okay. They didn't get the, you know, the brains. When the train showed up for brains, they thought they said, you know, God said something else. They didn't get the brains. So I started asking this guy in the dream what the story is. And the guy said, oh yeah, the owl saved me from a house fire, I think what I said. And he burned all his feathers off, but he's okay. Whoa. Now I had an owl when I was a kid, a barn owl. And the owl died an untimely death because I was a kid, didn't know how to take care of it, nor did my dad. Actually, that one I got as an IS. Two friends of mine and I went to a nest and took an IS with us. So then in other bits of the dream, we're leaving the gift shop and my friend walks out the same door we came in, the north door, but I walk out the east door, but he walks out after me. Okay. And I walk outside. I walk back the way we came. There's a cat laying in the pathway, a very happy cat that's sleeping. I'm going, don't wake up that cat. Cat's having a good time, right? So that's the dream that Nicole heard. And she was silent for a few minutes when I'm telling this. And it was a longer version that I gave. I won't go back into it now. But what she said to me just blew me away. And I went, wait, what do I say to this? And I felt kind of found out, but happy that I was found out. Because I was always guilty about the owl dying. Mm. It could have been prevented, right? Mm. What happened is the owl baited off its perch. It, you know, flew off its perch and probably just got so flustered it just banged itself to death on the perch somehow. I know it's unpleasant, but there is what happened. And that was when I was 14, okay? So would you like to share with people, Nicole, what you said to me about my potential teachings from that dream?
Yeah. I also just got a hit from what you just said of, like, you being 14 and the owl dying. That feels significant too. What I got from the dream was that you are, I could feel from your heart that you're really wanting to start sharing, we could say, your magic in the world, like your gifts, what you're really here to share. But what was happening in the group that was really interesting to watch was that we were focusing on other little parts of the dream and we weren't getting to the meat of it. And I was like, what is happening? Why are we getting, like, normally the group is amazingly spot on. People, like, you know, are like, oh, this is what it's about. This is what I get. But we were kind of in a, like, gauzy layer situation. And I was feeling a lot of energy because I was like, no, Michael needs, like, he asked us to chime in on this dream because he wants to get to the heart of the matter. And we're not doing that. What's happening? And I could feel Michael's energy field, like, be the gauze, basically, that's really hard to see through. He was obscuring the meaning, even though a part of him wanted to know. Another part of him was like, nope, it's all mysterious and hidden. There are layers and you can't see through. And so that's what was happening. And I was witnessing the whole group being influenced by Michael's field of obscuring it, obscuring the heart of the matter. And I was like, what is happening? And one of my gifts is that I can see the root of any pattern if I look at it and it's ready to be seen. And so I was watching this and I was like, oh, this is Michael's pattern in his life. This is what this dream is about. You want to share your gifts. You want to be of service, like the owl saving a man and his family from a fire. You want to be that owl because we other people named, like, oh, you're the animals too. You're everybody in the stream. And so you want to be of service, but you're, what I saw was like, oh, you're, the core thing is you're afraid. You're afraid of being of service and then not being free, of losing your ability to fly, being trapped, being tied down, beholden to someone else who is so grateful for you. But there's also a part of you that loves being of service. Like the owl was affectionate to the man. And also we don't know if the owl could regrow his feathers. I'm feeling like yes. So it was so interesting how many layers were happening in the dream and also in real life. Like the heart of the matter being obscured and then you obscuring your gifts in real life, which also was represented by the cat. And I had this voice that was like, let sleeping cats lie. And that's not the same. The saying is let sleeping dogs lie. But it was cats because you saw a sleeping cat and it was an intuitive hit of like, you're letting your psychic ability, your intuitive abilities, like, be sleeping. Like, you don't always share what you get for people.
Hello, listeners. I am Mike Austin. This is my amazingly wonderful Casual Saints show, and I'm talking to the amazing Nicole Silver. And if you want to hear what else Nicole says about my dream and everything else in life, please stick around for after the break. We'd love to have you back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints. When his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. Now back to my interview of the amazing Nicole Silver. Thank you.
You're letting your psychic ability, your intuitive abilities, like, be sleeping. Like, you don't always share what you get for people because you're afraid. Again, what might happen? And a lot of us are afraid of sharing our intuitive hits, our gifts, our sense about someone, because we don't want to be wrong. We don't want to be judged. A lot of us have past lives of literally being killed for being magical beings that we all are. And so it's a very common fear. I have that fear too sometimes, but I'm learning to be a lot bolder too. And knowing that was part of the dream too, was like knowing when is the right time to share your hit, your resonance about someone else to be of service to them. And when is it just, you know, you just know it and it's not in the highest good to share. So it was really cool how that dream unfolded because you knew what it was kind of about, but you also didn't. And so as a group, we kind of held that space for you. And then I got to use my magic power of seeing the pattern and calling you out on this pattern that isn't really you and is preventing you from really sharing yourself in the world, being of the highest service that you can be.
So when I say people, she has my number, that's it right there. And I went, whoa. And you noticed that I was silent when she was saying that. I'll oftentimes interact with people, but this is something where she needed to say it. So I get to soak it in, right? Okay. It's like when this guy asked me in 2016, similar feeling. He said to me, well, you have the same EEG profile as a study of 60 known healers that I did. Would you consider yourself a healer? I'm like, oh, fuck. He knows what I could do. It's like, I should hide.
Yeah.
And at the same time going, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's kind of like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was not I'm the only one that heard that. I still got that recorded session.
Oh, so, and I also remembered the other thing that came into awareness of you being 14 when your owl died. That's like the time of like becoming an adult, entering into your own maturity. And so the fact that this like precious owl under your care died could also represent like a, you know, a death of like, oh, I can't take care. Like, I'm not a healer. I let this creature die. And like,
well, I agree with that. But at that point, I didn't know that I was quote a healer unquote. I didn't, you know, I didn't have a clue about that.
Right. But your soul always did. And so it created like the pattern for like that part of you to not.
To hide.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, I can't do it. Until it was time to share.
And I did hide for a long time, but I started taking classes in my 20s and started working with, some very unusual teachers and got my bearings better about that, but I still kept in it around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
An example is I'm sitting with my sister, who's now in her 70s, and I'm, what, in my 20s. And I can see auras, see fields, and I'm working on her back because I can see what's going on. And she doesn't know what I can do. And she goes, so how'd you find out so much about acupuncture? And I could correct her because I know it's acupressure. I said, oh, I took a couple classes. I lied. I didn't take any classes. But I want to go tell her.
Okay? Yeah.
And I've gotten more practiced at knowing when to talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're part of my other skill sets. That's not the only stuff that I do.
Because
when you know what somebody's going to say before they say it, you have a general gist of it, right? You want to let them say it because it's all about choice. They're choosing what they want. You don't choose it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to let them be themselves so you can grow together, if you will. So it's all about the choices we make and keep making. So was that the bit right there that you just said that you had a realization just now about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, when you were sharing.
That's like, oh, just amazing. Because I remember when I had that dream, that's so strange. I recorded it. If I have a dream that looks interesting, well, I have to first I'll lay there and absorb it. Okay, what just happened? Okay. Because if I move, it's going to be over, you know, in general. It's really curious when I come back to normal awareness, though, once I've got it, a memory of it right after I wake up, then it's okay. I can come back to it later when I want to. So I had a couple of those in the past couple of days. When I remember having that dream going, what was that? And I don't think I've had that dream before, right? So that's why I started the green group, because I don't always know what's going on. And you're right. People that day, I'm going, why are they so quiet? You know, in that group, there is a gifted remote viewing teacher who lives in Italy. There's a very psychic life coach who works with business people. Mm-hmm. There's you. There's Jarrett. Who else is there that day? A new member who hasn't got the hang of the group yet, who writes music. And it's a small group. It's not a lot of people. So everybody gets to share generally when they, mm-hmm. if they want to. Mm-hmm. So I, like you, I'm surprised. I'm like, wait, what happened? What? And when you said what you said, I went, whoa. Okay. So thank you for all that. That's just astounding. It's like, wait. That's an example of what she can do, people. Okay. She sees patterns. She sees baloney. She sees truth. And she feeds things back to you. And it's your option to do whatever she suggests or not. You don't have to mm-hmm. do what she says. You can be stubborn and say, no, I'm not going to do that. But my general experience with people like Nicole and her skill sets are just better listen, because if you don't need it now, you're going to need it later. It's going to come up later. Mm. It's like a dream. When you have a dream and you don't know what it means, or you're scared of it, or you just don't know what it means, it'll come back later. It's going to mm-hmm. keep coming back to you. It gets your attention. Mm. And it might get progressively weirder and maybe even violent, right? But mm-hmm. it's better just to like, okay, well, what was that? And record it somehow. I've got a voice recorder I keep by my bed. If it's really weird and important, or weird or important, I'll just record it right then. But I've gotten good enough of the past years where I can generally remember it and break it down. The method we use in the group is after Robert Moss, who's very good. And you use the approach, well, if that were my dream, this is what it means in my dream. Because a snake or an owl means something different in my dream, or a cat, than other people's dreams. The cat laying there, it's like, oh, that's, I love that cat. I know that cat. Okay. And the owl was the same thing. Mm-hmm. So.
And I had another thing when you shared, where it's like, you came out of the e-store.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. That's the amazing Nicole Silber. Please stay with us for after the break and see what else Nicole comes up with, which is both amazing and wonderful.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. Now back to my interview of the wonderful Nicole Silver. Thank you.
And the other guy came out of the, what did you say, south?
North.
North. North. Mm-hmm. And the east is like a time of new beginnings. Like what the new, you could say the new age that we're entering into, or just a new chapter for yourself. But it is kind of like, oh yeah, like that has been my choice to kind of like let my intuitive abilities just sleep, not like you use them, but you don't share them out loud. So I keep my things to myself. That's my normal MO. And then like, what if there's another way? You know, what if you're the cat that can like proudly with his tail in the air, like walk down the street and be like, hello, you need help. I feel drawn to talk to you. I wonder what will happen in this conversation because I feel attracted to, there's resonance here. There's an energy. Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize that we are energetic beings and you can feel it. We've become desensitized to our own compasses. It's not just magical psychic people that are born that way that can do it. It's everybody has an internal compass that leads us to the right person at the right time in the right place. And it might not make sense to our intellects, but it is real and it is happening. And we might not never know, you know, it's not like the next person that I feel drawn to talk to is going to be a client of mine, you know? Or best friend or something. Sometimes it's just in that moment, I can be of service and that's enough. Cause I'm allowing the divine to flow through me and use me as an instrument for the highest good. And when I'm open to that, then my life is more magical. My life is more expansive and that's part of your purpose. I love this. Oh, great. So we're coming back to the dream. Where I sensed in your soul, like you create from the ordinary, extraordinary moments. Like that is your thing that you do here. And you set that up for the dream group to do that. Like, oh yeah, I had a dream about running through a tunnel last night, whatever. But you created a space where we can share that and be like, wow, you're really running, you know, you're running away from your fears. What would happen if you were to face them? And just making that up. But like we make it extraordinary for each other. We remind each other of our amazing abilities. I get that every time we do the group, but this is just a small example of what you do in the world, Michael, where you like, you meet someone and you're like, what's going on here? You are magical. Let's bring that out. Let's talk about that. And so it doesn't surprise me that you attract a lot of amazing gifted people because that's like your dharma. You're constantly like reminding the world, like this isn't what we just see. There's way more. The mundane is magical. That's your gift.
I've never had anybody explain it quite that way. I feel that it's true. And whenever I can, I'll use it. And nobody's heard much publicly about the trip we just took to India, which is meant to be a pilgrimage. But an example of this is one of the volunteers named Rachel. We connected before we showed up in India and she's really smart and she's really energetic and really proactive. We became buddies. And I went, wait, who is this person? And she eventually told me that she has some realizations and intuitions she usually keeps to herself. And she was looking for me to like verify what she is saying. Yeah, right. You do that. And she is a spectacular connector of people and speaks truth all the time. And sometimes that's off-putting, right? So the conveners of the event, I wouldn't say they were organizers. They were disorganized. They were conveners of the event. Okay. Is a volunteer even fired at one point? They didn't want to hear what she said. And then somebody else there hired her as a volunteer, the medical guy, right? So she brought me to people that were just amazing. And one of them is a long time doctor who knew the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and going, well, that's nice because I don't take anything for granted, you know, and I'll talk to him when I talk to him. So the last night we're there, Rachel, we happen to be outside this canteen with the only good food in the place. It's a giant ashram. And Dr. Satesh is sitting there, Rachel's sitting there, Lila's sitting there, Claudia, that's Lila's sister, Gladia, and this woman who's a teacher in Canada, and Kevin, and just a small group of people. Satesh is sitting at the opposite end of the table. It's heard something about me. Okay. And Rachel loves this guy. So I'm going, well, I guess I'll have to talk to Satesh after the event. No, but Satesh gets up. He's got this spectacular sport coat on. I wish I had one like it. Mm. He's got dark skin. It looks perfect with his skin. It's I can't even describe the colors right now. Okay. Subtle colors. He sits right next to me and Lila. He starts talking about his research. Really? And I tell him who I am, and he gives me these very complimentary feedbacks. And I'm going, okay, how do you know that about me, right? Right? Myself. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I got this presentation I'm going to give you on my computer in my car right now. It's like, it's 9 o'clock at night. It's like, okay. So we walk over to his car. It's this rental because he lives in Dubai, and we're near Hyderabad in an ashram, right? And he was amazing. He's like, whoa, where'd this guy come from? And he's very intuitive without going into the reasons why. And we just hit it off. So my role with him is to help create the potential for him to realize his work.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a researcher. He was, the word is, tasked with holding down the fort in Dubai for the TM people. And like any organization, there's some people in each organization that just don't know what they're doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of those people that do know what he's doing. So with both Rachel and him going, what can I do that's going to make this special for him, for them? But what's going to make it special for me? Because I'm not showing up just for anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get to know them quickly?
Yeah.
So that gives me a chance to ask this question. I'm sure you have a lot of these, but what's one of your most mysterious, scientifically inexplicable things that you've seen, felt, or done? If you talk to a scientist, they'd go, no fucking way, couldn't happen. But you say, yeah, I was there and it did, so go away.
Well, you know this about me, but I sometimes am visited by beings of light or like self-realized beings, angels, and I've had a lot of cool experiences with that. But one in particular that I'll share now is when I was in India, I studied meditation there, and it was a very profound experience for me. I was in Rishikesh, which is a very ancient sacred city. And if you don't know, Rishikesh is bordered by the Ganges River, the Ganga, and it's close enough to the source of the Ganga that the water is pretty clean. It's clean enough to swim in. And so I did that several times.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. Please stick around for after the break. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin, and this is my Casual Saints show. Now back to my interview of Nicole. Thank you.
And the Ganga is an amazing river, everyone there recognizes it as sacred. And India is amazing that way because people haven't forgotten that life is sacred. And so the energy there is charged with that knowing, the remembering of like everything in life is sacred. And so I went to a temple by myself one day that was honoring the Ganga, the goddess. And I felt her come to me and I could feel her presence in my lower chakras. It was like my chakras were activated and I could feel her presence walk with me. And it was just so loving and nurturing and like the sweetest friend and mother kind of feeling. And if you've had those kind of experiences, it's hard to really put in words the magnificence of that because it was undeniable. It was not an imagination. It was really happening. And I think it blew my scientific mind away because I'm like, wait, the river is a goddess, a real being that has her own energy and she can visit me? Like, it's one thing to be like swimming in the Ganges River and be like, oh, that's, you know, this feels really nice. But to actually meet her spirit and have her visit me, that was a miracle. That was such a blessing. And I still feel so connected to that river and to her. And I just didn't know. And I was totally sober. I was not tripping. There was no substances. I had had like a banana. But it was like, yeah, that was really special for me to experience. I will always remember that.
Yeah, that's a spectacular one. Okay. That definitely qualifies as a mysterious, scientific, inexplicable thing. And it also answers the question about name one of your heroines. Well, Mother Ganges is going to be one of my heroines, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah.
There's really not much more to say after that. So if I asked you to define consciousness, how would you define it?
An awareness of what is. There's also a sense of an awareness of itself. There's, when I feel into it, it's like, yeah, actually that's a very succinct definition. I'll go with that, an awareness of what is. It is.
You want to make things like this short because more words don't help, right?
Yeah. That would be my definition.
Do you feel like you could pinpoint the time when you knew what that was? 25, 35, last week?
Let me think. I think in a way I had an awareness, a deeper knowing pretty much always. From when I was very little, I grew up in a family that was very interesting, and my mom was spiritual, my dad wasn't. And so I grew up hearing these things, but it wasn't really an embodied sense of like, you know, walking the talk. It was more just like, these are nice things to believe. However, my soul, I never really went to sleep fully. I always had some kind of awareness going on underneath everything. So I could act like everyone else around me was acting and believe what they were believing, which was very mainstream. You know, we believe in what we can see, feel, hear, touch, kind of what's provable. But I also had a deeper awareness of there's something more. And when I was very little, I could see lights, globes of light, different colored lights around people and their houses. And
really?
I remember telling my mom, that's angel's breath. Those are angels. Like, how did I know that? Nobody told me that. But I had an awareness. I had a deeper awareness, and sometimes I would trust that, and like, that's that. Or I would have an awareness of like, you just lied. Or that was wrong. Or, Yeah, and I was very blessed to spend a lot of time in nature, so I think that really helped keep that alive for me my whole life, was like, even though my family was pretty normal in a way, I could have the greater awareness of oneness. So I kind of always stayed connected to it.
That's really important.
Consciously, it didn't start really happening until I was in my 20s, and I was studying consciousness and being psychic and energy healing and various modalities. And then I became, I could like inhabit it more and go to it at will versus just random, you know.
These are great descriptions. So if you were to take a few minutes to offer for people that are listening to you and us what they could do with themselves to wake up every day, even despite all the craziness that's going on now, and just be happy, what would you suggest to them?
What comes to me is, like, you got to get in your bodies more, dance, do something that lights you up right away if you can. Start to tap into joy in your body. What would bring you joy right now to do that is authentic joy, not like a guilty pleasure joy? And if you do feel guilty having authentic joy, that's legit. A lot of us have that programming too. So try to enter into it like a child would, where it's just like, I'm going to go roller skate. How fun. I'm going to go eat an ice cream. I'm going to go dance with my friends. The key is to get into our bodies. That's been my experience. Get into your body and start experiencing joy and allowing yourself to choose joy. Choose the thing that lifts you up a little bit. Keep choosing it and the river will flow more and more until you are living in joy a lot of the time. And forgive yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. It's so easy to judge ourselves, to make ourselves wrong, to be in a state of like self-disgust or disdain. Why? Like, we don't have to do that to ourselves anymore. We can give ourselves permission to actually be happy, to actually enjoy our lives. That's what we're here to do. It's supposed to be fun. There's challenges too, for sure. It's not always easy. And some things are really challenging right now, really upsetting in the world.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now here's our wrap with Nicole. Thank you for being with us.
Not denying that, but also you're allowed to be happy. That's a radical permission to give to yourself. It has been for me. I'm allowed to enjoy my life. It doesn't matter if I've accomplished anything that I set out to do. It doesn't matter if other people, my family, approve of me or not. I'm just allowed to enjoy my life, even if it looks wildly different than everyone else I know. Wow.
Great advice. So your website is Nicole-Silver?
Yeah.
Nicole-Silver.com.
Yep. Yeah.
So thank you for this meditative visit.
Thank you.
Meditative and inspirational, uplifting. Happy. It's wonderful.
Right.
You've given us kind of conversation where you go, oh, let's talk about that again. Let's go deeper into this other thing. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Michael. What a blessing.
This is Mike Austin with Casual Saints. If you found this conversation wonderful and you think you might want to join Nicole and me and the other small group of friends we have in our monthly dream circles, please drop me a note at either mike@thesoulwriter.net, that's mike@thesoulwriter.net, or producer@casualsaints.com. Thank you for being our audience. We love doing this show for you, and we look forward to having you with us again next month. Goodbye.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.